Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
A few minutes here and preach to you something that I believe, I feel like the Lord has put on my heart for this day, this Sunday here that we've gathered. You know, sometimes you put a title to a message and sometimes you don't. And today I want to just tell you that the title of this message is Not of the World, Not of the World, Not of the World. Let me ask you this question this morning to kind of start things off here. How many of you are aware this morning that God has a will for your life? God has a will for your life. Listen, newsflash, it don't matter what season you're in right now in your life, God has a will for you. God has a will for you. If you have a pulse this morning and you're breathing, God has a will for your life. And the Bible says that God's will is good and God's will is perfect and God's will is pleasing. God's will, listen to me please, God's will is the exact place He wants you to be at in life. God's will is the exact place that He wants you to be at in life. And our own decisions, the devil and our flesh, things will try to move in the way to keep us from being in the middle of God's will. But God's perfect and good and pleasing will is the exact place that He wants you to be at in life. Now, here's kind of what it looks like, okay? It's about being in the right relationships, the right job, the right school, the right timing for decisions that you're making, the right place to be living, the right reading the right book, the Bible, and most of all, living the right way, living the right way. Following Jesus Christ is about being willing to make the right changes so you can line your life up with God's good and pleasing and perfect will. Listen to me this morning. If you have a heart to follow Jesus Christ, following Him is all about being willing to make the right changes, to line your life up with God's will. And to be able to make those right changes starts with us lining up with God's revealed will. What is God's revealed will? Some people say, what is God's will? Well, if you open your Bible, you can find what God's revealed will is. And so we start there, that we make the right changes, lining up our life to God's revealed will. God's revealed will is found in the Bible. In case you didn't know this, God's will is for you to repent of your sins and be saved. God's will, it says that in the Bible, God's will is no one perish, but everyone come unto repentance. God's will, God has a will for you. He wants you to repent of your sins. He wants you to be saved. God's will for you is to rejoice always. God's will for you is to pray without ceasing. God's will for you is to give thanks in all circumstances. Not for the circumstance, but in all circumstances, God's will is for you to give thanks. God's will for you, the Bible says, is for you to be sanctified, to be sanctified. And that's where I want to park at today, is God's will for you is to be sanctified. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 5, Paul tells the church there that it is God's will that you should be sanctified. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. He says that it's God's will that you should be sanctified. That word sanctified, if you want to know what it means, it really means to, it means to be set apart from the world, set apart for away from the world and set apart for God's service, set apart for God's will, set apart for God's use. Sanctified, it means to live a holy life separated from the world, not of the world. Separated from the world, not of the world. Living a holy life, a sanctified life is becoming more and more like Jesus every day. Being sanctified, as God's will is for you to be sanctified or living a holy life, is about cooperating with the Holy Spirit and allowing the Holy Spirit to work deep down inside of you, making the right changes that will glorify God. Amen. Living holy is allowing the Holy Spirit to help you to resist the world and choose to pursue a loving relationship with God. Because listen, our love for God will lead to holiness. Not a list of do's and don'ts, but a love for God will lead to holiness. We get so caught up in a list and we make things legalistic and we exhaust ourselves trying to check off the list to live a holy life. But really, holiness, it comes as we have a love relationship with God. Our love for God will lead us to holiness. And God's will for you to be sanctified, don't miss this, is so much on his heart for you and for me, his body, the church, that right before Jesus died, right before Jesus was to go on the cross and die for your sins and my sins, he went into a time of prayer to the Father. And you know what he prayed for you, for his followers? He prayed that we would be sanctified. He prayed that we would be made holy. We find this prayer for holiness and sanctification in John chapter 17. If you have your Bibles, turn there. In John chapter 17, now you have homework this week. I want you to read the whole chapter of John chapter 17. But right here this morning, because of time, I want to read to you verses 13 through 19. John 17 is a snapshot of Jesus' prayer closet as he prays to the Father. And listen to his prayer. Listen to what Jesus prays. And keep in mind, he's about to go to the cross, and this is on his heart to pray for his followers. He says, "Now I'm coming to you," talking about coming to the Father. And he says, "I told them," them being his followers, "many things while I was with them in this world, so that they would be filled with my joy. I have given them your word, and the world hates them because they do not belong to the world, just as I do not belong to the world. I'm not asking you to take them out of the world, but to keep them safe from the evil one. They do not belong to this world any more than I do." Listen to this. He prays, "Make them holy by your truth. Teach them your word, which is truth. And just as you sent me into the world, I am sending them into the world. And I give myself as a holy sacrifice for them so they can be made holy by your truth." We're talking about God's will that you would be sanctified, that you would be made holy. Holy living is making a choice to set ourselves apart from the world and be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ more and more. Listen to me, church. We are not to conform our lives to the world. We're to conform our lives to the Lord. The Bible says in Romans 12:2, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." We are to conform not to the world, but we are to conform to Jesus Christ. The Bible says, don't be friends to the world. If you are a friend to the world, you're going to be an enemy with God. In John chapter 17, this prayer I just read to you, when you read and do your homework and you read the entire chapter, you're going to notice, I think it's around 18 times, the word world is mentioned. Now, you need to know what that means, because really in the Bible, there's like three definitions of the world. There's the world like creation, cosmos. There's also the world as in people, for God so loved the world, referring to people. But here in this prayer, Jesus is referring to the world as world systems. That's what it means. It's the systems of this world. And when he says this world, he's referring to systems of the world that are without God, systems of the world that are at odds with God, systems that influence us away from God, systems of the world that work to pressure us to be like the world of darkness instead of being like the light of Jesus Christ. How many of you know those systems are at work today in this world? He's referring to the systems of this world that are without God, that are influencing people and pressuring people away from the Lord, that would eventually destroy them. And here's what I want you to notice. I want to give you something that will encourage you from this prayer that Jesus prayed, to live a holy life, a sanctified life, that will keep you from falling to the pressure and being influenced by this world, that you would live a holy, separated life, not of the world. The first thing I want you to notice here from this prayer is that God's people do not belong to the world. God's people do not belong to the world. Are there any of God's people in the house today? If you are a follower of Jesus Christ, you, listen to me, you do not belong to the world. Listen, we are in the world, but not of the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. It's just like a ship that's sailing through water. The ship is in the water, but it's not of the water. The ship belongs in the water, but the water don't belong in the ship. And the problem is when the water comes inside the ship, because when water comes inside the ship will sink. And that's the same for us as followers of Jesus Christ. We are sailing through this world, and anything that we allow inside our lives from the world that causes us to stop living in God's love and to stop doing God's will is of the world, and it's wrong for us, and it will eventually sink your life spiritually. The world things, the worldly things can sink you, and spiritually in your life, it can destroy you. And we've seen that happen time and time again. That's why in 1 John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, the Bible says, do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, listen to this, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, which is pride, comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desires pass away, but the man who does the will of God lives forever. And listen to me, church. We do not belong to the world. And when you start acting like the world and you start loving the world, as mentioned in this verse right here, as you start seeking after the sinful pleasures and the sinful cravings of this world, you are in danger of sinking spiritually. Please hear me. When you begin to act like the world and you begin to get your eyes off of Jesus and you begin to seek those things that are these sinful cravings and these sinful desires, these sinful pleasures, you are going to sink yourself spiritually. In fact, it can happen to anybody. I don't care who you are. You can have served the Lord for 50, 60 years. You might be just new in your walk with the Lord. It don't matter who you are. If you're not careful and you start allowing these things inside your life, it can sink you spiritually and destroy you. You think about what Paul said to Timothy, referring to a brother in the Lord named Demas. And he said, listen, Demas has forsaken me. He's fallen in love with this present world. A man that was following Jesus, a man that was on fire for the Lord, Demas, he has forsaken his walk with Jesus because of a love for this present world. And I can't count on my hands how many people that I know who have loved this present world and I've seen them sink spiritually. They got their eyes off of Jesus and they were seduced by the systems of this world that are at work to pull you away from God, and now they are in trouble. They are in trouble spiritually. They're in danger of sinking their life spiritually. Many of them have been derailed off of God's track right now, and that's what the enemy would love to do. And it happens in a subtle way. I'm telling you something to be on guard against, that when you start, listen to me, please, When you start tolerating worldly things in your life, a little here and a little there, and next thing you know, you've allowed other things to come into your life that are not pleasing to God, that are not holy things, they're worldly things, and before you know it, you are sinking spiritually. And the enemy has had his way. He has destroyed you. He has pulled you down and pulled you away from God through the systems of this world. He has seduced you. Be on guard. Be on guard. Well, one little movie with it saying the Lord's name in vain, one little cuss word here and there, one little peep, one little look, one little funny joke, just a little nasty, one little this, one little that, and next thing you know, and you can keep going down that path, being seduced by the systems of the world. We also need to realize this morning that God's people, they don't belong to this world, but God's people are to be different than the world. The Bible says, come out from the world and be separate. In other words, come out from the world and be different. We've been called out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Why? To give praise to the Lord. And listen to me, our citizenship is in heaven, and we should have a desire to be different and please our heavenly Father who is in heaven. And when we make a choice to pursue holiness, that sets us apart from the world, which, by the way, has nothing to offer you. In fact, the Bible says it's the empty way of life. The things of this world will leave you empty. The things of this world will leave you unsatisfied. Yes, there's pleasure in sin for a season, but I promise you, destruction will come. You think about what Solomon said. Solomon, in all his wisdom, Solomon said, listen, I've been able to do this. I've been able to do that. I've been able to go here and see all these things. But all that matters in the end is knowing God. Knowing God. And as followers of Jesus Christ, we should live different from the world. I had a mentor tell me one time, for me to be different. He says, listen, be different, but don't be weird. Be different, but don't be weird. And I got a word for you today. I started to title my message today. I started to title it, Don't Be a Weirdo. Be different, but don't be weird. Don't be weird. Don't be a weirdo. As an example, I say, now, my brother's trying to take out a bug up here. I appreciate you. Don't be a weirdo. Listen, when you're different, you're going to attract people to Jesus. When you're a weirdo, you're going to push people away from Jesus. Won't you look to your neighbor and say, don't be a weirdo. I heard somebody say, I can't help it. Lord, have mercy. Living a holy life is all about attracting people to Jesus. Think about this. People were attracted to Jesus because he was different, not because he was weird. They were attracted to Jesus because he was different from the world. And God help us to follow his example that Jesus put before us, to be different, to live a holy life, to do the right things, do it the right way, and do good things. Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. so they may see your good works. Listen, sex outside of marriage is not good works. Living with somebody you're not married with is not good works. And any sexual morality outside of what God's design is between a man and woman to be married together, having sexual intercourse, that's God's design. Anything outside of that is not good. And that is not holy. And that is not sanctified. And that is not a way for you to be different. Listen, you need to make sure that you are living God's way the right way. Well, you know what? I'll say thank you, Jesus, for helping me preach your word today. Jesus said, and the way that you're going to live a holy life, a sanctified life, you live it by the truth. You live it by the truth. We're made different by Jesus, who is the truth. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We're made different by the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Spirit. And then Jesus even prayed. He says, sanctify them or make them holy by your word, which is truth. It's God's truth that makes us different from the world. And that's why Jesus said, you're going to be hated by the world. The world's systems and the ways will always be at odds and against God's word and against God's way. We see it happening now in the systems of this world. And how many of you know that the world's way is the wrong way and God's way is the right way? Amen. Come on. Hallelujah. And you may be here this morning and there's some parts of your life you need to align with the right way of God. You need to align some things with God and change some things so you can be on the right way and be different from the world. I'm asking you, what are the things in your life right now that you know that God's putting his finger on? It's not the right way, but he's saying to you today, repent and make things right with me so you can be different from the world. The only way you can do that is through the truth of God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, his word at work in your life to make you different, to make you different. How many of you want to be different than the world? Shining for Jesus. And God's people, by the way, it's hot up here. God's people are in this world to win the lost to Jesus Christ. In verse 18, this is tied in with your holiness now. In verse 18, Jesus prayed. He says, as you have sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. Jesus has set us apart, made us holy, to send us in the world to witness and to win people to him. Jesus has set you apart and sent you into the world for the purpose of going after lost people. You are set apart and sent by the Lord to go out and sow the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You are set apart and sent to plant seed. You are set apart and sent to water seed, and God grows it for his glory. And Jesus has sent us apart, set us apart, and sent us into this world to be shining stars in this dark, depressing world. And we need to always, always remember what I'm about to tell you right now. We are always, no matter where we are, in church, in the community, at home, you are always representing Jesus Christ before a watching world. And it would help the world see Jesus if you would reflect him by doing what's right. By doing what's right. How are you going to win the lost? How are we going to win the lost if we're no different than the world? How is there going to be an attraction and something different in our life if we're no different than the world? Jesus was a friend of sinners, but he was holy. He sat down with sinners, yet he was holy. And we're here in this world to be friends with sinners, to show love to them, to show compassion to lost people. And we do that through a holy life, pointing people to Jesus through a sanctified life, through a holy life. You need to realize this morning that your holiness impacts your witness. Your holiness impacts your witness. God help us to make the right changes, to get on the right way for God's glory. And then I want to tell you here that God's people will be taken out of this world one day. God's people will be taken out of this world one day. All these systems of the world that are at odds with God and against God trying to influence us to darkness. We're going to be taken out of this world. Hallelujah. And Jesus even mentions this. I didn't read it here, but if you keep reading in chapter 17, verse 24, he says, I want my followers to be where I am. And Jesus wants his followers to be with him forever in a place called heaven. And listen to me today, church. There is coming a day when Jesus will come again and we will be taken out of this world. And because Jesus is coming back, we should live holy lives. He could come at any moment. Think about that. He could come at any moment, and because he could come at any moment, we ought to be motivated to take holiness serious. No more dabbling with this. No more tolerating a little bit of that. No more playing around with the things of this world. No, I'm serious about walking a holy life, pleasing unto God. He could come at any minute. I want to be ready. Jesus, help us. Jesus, help us. But until that day, hallelujah. In this prayer, I'm reminded, until the day he comes to take us out of this world, we have Jesus in heaven praying for us. We have Jesus loving on us. He's hearing our prayers. He's helping us on our journey home. He's providing all we need to live a holy life, which is the truth of his word, his Holy Spirit. He's providing everything that we need to be able to serve him. And the world, make no mistake, my friend, the world is our enemy. The systems of this world are our enemy. But in Jesus Christ, through his death, through his burial, through his resurrection, through his ascension, Jesus has overcome the world. And we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And this victory that comes to help us overcome, it comes by our faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus gives the victory over anything that would hinder holiness in your life. Jesus has overcome the world, and we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And this is the victory. Say victory. That has overcome the world, overcome the systems of this world, overcome the things that are at odds with God, that have tried to pull us away. Jesus has overcome those systems because of our faith in him, and he gives the victory over anything that hinders holiness in our life. Pastor Kevin, if you guys want to come, please. I want to ask you this question. I want to ask you this question. What part of your life right now needs to change? What are some parts of your life right now that you need the truth to come in and sanctify and set you apart to make you different from the world? What are some parts of your life that need to be transformed and changed by the power of God? Let me just tell you this before we pray, that it starts with a love for the Lord. It starts with a love for the Lord. You know, sometimes when people allow the things of the world in them to begin to sink them spiritually, sometimes I've pondered into my mind and I've got frustrated with people that have allowed those things to happen. But I say again, it could happen to any of us if we let our guard down. That's why I'm preaching this word today, because I feel like God put it on our heart. Be on guard. But I've pondered some things like, why in the world would they do that? And I feel like this time, just studying God's word and reading here in this prayer, that the reason those things are happening is because there's a disconnect in their love relationship with God. There's some kind of disconnect there in their love for God. They have lost their first love. They have lost their first love. And because the love disconnect has happened, now the systems have come in from the world and seduced them into some very dangerous and dark places. And definitely not in God's will, because God's will is you be sanctified, that you be made holy, not of the world, not of the world. So it starts with a love for the Lord. Your love for the Lord will lead you to holiness. And I don't know about you, but I want to be so in love with Jesus. I want to be so in love with Jesus that I am laying things down that would hinder holiness in my life. I want to be so in love with Jesus that I'm willing to lay down anything that would hinder holiness in my life. And so my prayer this morning is, Lord, first of all, stir my love for you. That it would be a fervent love, a passionate love for you. And that love would never go out, Lord, for you. And make me holy, Lord. Make me holy. That's a good prayer to pray. Make me holy. Separate me from the attractions and the systems of this world. How many of you know those systems are strong? They can pull. Holy Spirit, work in me and make me more and more like Jesus. That needs to be our prayer. Holy Spirit, I'm in full cooperation with you to work in me the very deep places of my life, to reveal, help me to repent of some things that hinder holiness in my life. And I pray right now, Jesus, give me victory. Give me victory over those things that have lured me away, that have hurt my holiness and hurt my witness for you, Jesus. Would you do me a favor right there where you are? Would you just bow your head and close your eyes and just begin to ask the Lord to put his hand and finger there on some places that you know that need to be changed, some parts of your life. I'm not talking about a legalistic life. I'm not talking about a list of do's and don'ts. I'm talking about a love for the Lord. So in love with Jesus that I want to please him with everything about my life. And that leads me to holiness. There may be some places right now in your life that need to be changed, that need to be transformed. You need victory over those things for you to be able to walk out this walk of holiness and sanctification. It's a process that God does in us and through us through the truth of his word, through the power of his Spirit, through the presence of Christ at work in your life. Nobody's looking around. Listen, it all starts by placing your faith in Jesus Christ. And if you're here this morning and you're not saved, you need to get saved. You need to repent of your sins and you need to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Nobody looking around. You want to, that needs to be the very first thing that happens to be able to have this love relationship. To be able to have this love relationship with Jesus, you got to repent of your sins and then receive him now. And if you've never done that, you can do that today. If you'd like to receive Christ by repenting of your sins and making Jesus your Savior, your Lord, would you lift your hand and say, would you please pray with me? I'd like to do that today, Pastor. Pray with me. Pray for me to do that. Is there anybody? Would you be bold enough to lift your hand real high? Nobody's looking. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you for being obedient to the Lord. God bless you, sir. Anybody else? Anybody else? God bless you, son. God bless you. God bless you. God is doing something in our youth right now. Anybody else? Anybody else? Nobody looking around. Nobody looking around. I want you just to pray right now, and I want you to be honest before God. And if there's a part of your life right now that has hindered your holiness and you need victory over that place, you need victory over that place, I want you to do me a favor and just lift your hand right there where you are and say, please pray. I need God bless you. 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 Everybody stand with me, please. Everybody stand. Here's what I want you to do. If you're here this morning, if you're here this morning and you have a desire to walk in holiness and you need some victory over some things in your life right now that are hindering that, step out and come to the altar right now. Please come. Come as quick as you can. come as quick as you can, please. I need the Lord to give me victory over these things that are hindering holiness in my life. And I want to be sanctified. I want to be set free from them, those things, those worldly things that have come inside. Come on, would you step out and come? If that's you this morning, you just have a desire to be more holy. You want to be more and more like Jesus every day of your life, and you need God to do some sanctifying work in you. I want you just to come and make your way around the altar. And